Peter has a consistent character across all four of the Gospels, and it's not that nice a character, unfortunately. He is a man of great insight and great passion, and he is a man who no sooner has an insight than he gets the whole thing terribly mixed up. We know that Peter suffered the insight that his threefold profession of love, which we heard yesterday in the Gospel, undoes his threefold denial of Jesus before Jesus' death and resurrection. And no sooner has Jesus undone that in Peter's life, undone his denial, restored him to the fullness of a disciple and apostle, assuaged his guilt, and affirmed that Peter is to follow him, then Peter gets it wrong and starts asking, but what about him? Pointing at the beloved disciple, which is a total irony. For Peter expects that all the other disciples deserted Jesus as he did. But John was there at the foot of the cross. John was there to receive the responsibility of the care of Jesus' mother Mary. John was there. Peter was missing in action. And Peter's tendency to move to what about itis and not to hear what Jesus is calling him to do is common to ourselves as well. That's why Peter is such a perfect example of discipleship. Because he is as crazy and as mixed up as I am, and as I suspect a few more are. A few more are who are trying to be disciples, but who, like all of us, get it terribly wrong from time to time. There is a movement in the world to undo injustices of the past. Injustices that in many societies and places are perpetuated. Black Lives Matter is part of that movement. But no sooner does this get offered to the world's contemplation of how there is an equality in power and relationships between people, than there will be those who will stand up and say, but what about discrimination against whites? Yes, there is. And proportionately, in terms of the horrors that black people have suffered from slavery and its ongoing effects, from exploitation and its ongoing effects, from alienation and its ongoing effects, what affects a few whites from time to time is entirely disproportionate and will be fixed when we fix the attitudes and the wounds and the pain and the anxiety that comes from simply being black in so many societies, let alone being a migrant, let alone being a woman or a child. There is disproportionate violence against women in the world because of our inheritance of patriarchy and male domination, but no sooner do you spell that out than somebody stands up and says, but what about violence against men? Feminine violence against men. Yes, it is and it does exist. And yes, it will be cured when we cure the major problem, the imbalance of power, the exploitation of women, the attitude towards women, which still infects our societies. And these are just two small examples of the whataboutitis that infects us. And because it infects us, like with Peter, it does not allow us to hear fully that Jesus has said, "Follow me." And when he has said it to Peter in yesterday's gospel, and when he confirms it again in today's gospel after Peter's bout of whataboutitis, he is saying more than just be my disciple. He is inviting us into the core of his life through that profession of love, that threefold profession of love which Peter makes. Because it doesn't only undo the denials of the past and the betrayals of the past. It cements a new relationship and a new unity with Christ Jesus that allows our following of Christ to be an embrace of Christ and to be ourselves Christ-like. And in being Christ-like, there is no room for whataboutitis. There is only room for love, justice, and restitution. And yes, we cannot do it on our own. That is why tomorrow we embrace the gift of Pentecost. We receive the power of God living in and through us to move away from whataboutitis to truly following Christ. Amen.